Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This program is intended for mature audiences only.
If you're listening to this without permission, please stop. This is not for you. Well, I didn't make it to your tower, Trapper. I didn't make it much past the fence. It's darker outside than it should be. It's colder, too. I made it down the gravel road, and there is something beyond the fence. It's not a fog, even if that's the first word that came. It's too dark and too thick. It swallowed the light of my flashlight like it was hungry. Even then, I still wanted to go. I wanted to press into that black wool until I found you, but that's when I saw it, and whatever fire I still had just froze. I ran like a kid, straight home, right back to the tower, locked the door. I think I slept, I don't, can't remember. There's another signal, though. Let me play it for you. I need... Okay. Let's just... Here it goes.
Until Comet Raphael has passed, the veil will remain closed out of an abundance of caution. Rest assured, your angels are unconcerned about the interference, but we'll have to wait a little longer to make contact.
Jesus. Oh, it's fried! The entire index update! We're gonna have to freeze the clouds. Right now! Call the Saint. It's time.
No.
Wasn't enough for them to make an absolute mockery of life. They had to make a buck doing it, cut corners, pinch pennies, so of course this would happen. Of course it would fail. They won't tell you just yet, but something's very, very wrong.
Flight. Once the dream of mankind and now commonplace, a triviality. Today, even the stars are within our reach. Dreams turned into reality. And what is intelligence? The sole domain of man, if not taking a dream, a wish, a hope, and stubbornly dragging it into the real world. Today's children are the first generation to be raised knowing that immortality is not only possible, but within their grasp. From pharaohs to farmers, since the dawn of man, we have dreaded the dark beyond this world. But with aftercare, immortality finally belongs to the masses.
When Grandma passed over unexpectedly, it hit us all pretty hard. You know, you always think you're gonna have more time.
She was so young, but even though it hurt, we knew she wasn't gone.
With aftercare's weekly backups, I didn't even skip a beat. I woke up on the other side, surrounded by old friends. It's like getting a second chance at life, only this time, it's perfect. And it lasts forever.
We still talk every day just like we used to, only now, well, you should hear the stories she tells.
Obviously I'm in no hurry, but it brings me such a sense of peace, knowing that we're all going to be happy and together in the end.
Aftercare's family plans provide regular backups and a peace of mind guarantee that you and your loved ones will be reunited in the next life. Aftercare, because the next life is forever.
Hello? Is someone there? I think something's wrong up here. Hello? Hello?
Morning, everyone. Sorry to bring you in all so early, but we're officially in crisis mode. Eckhart, can you spell it out for us? Exactly what happened and why?
Yes, sir. Hold up. Let me start a little bit back and clarify something. None of the soul tapes were damaged in the event. We didn't lose any of our clients yet. The problem is the master index file. The one that identifies each tape. One of our ongoing operational challenges is that the soul tapes have to be constantly transferred over to a new medium as they grow and change in the afterlife.
Otherwise, the magnetic coating starts to degrade and we get errors. We're working on it.
Right. Currently, souls move over at least once a year, but sometimes more often. So, the master index gives us the location of each of the souls. It's a living document. When Comet Raphael passed, the magnetic interference was more than anyone expected. A small portion of the Master Index was lost in the process. An update patch, really. But it was enough to permanently lose track of all the souls that were in transfer at the time.
Okay, enough. How many is that?
We have 7,200 unidentified tapes.
And let's just clarify, they are from both divisions. Otherwise, reintegration would be messy but doable by brute force.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's bad.
Have you contacted any of the relatives yet?
No, not without you. How do you want to play this?
We need to get our story straight. We need a prognosis and a path to give them, even if it's bullshit. Does legal know?
Before any of us, obviously. They're drafting strategies.
I want to take point on messaging. Run everything by me.
Of course.
What's our timeline?
Well, that's the other bad part.
Love it. Go.
We paused all the lost souls. But in a couple of weeks, without regular conditioning and decompression, flaws start to build up in the tape medium. We can't keep them in stasis.
Meaning?
We have to put them back in. Somewhere. Even without identification. Or they're gonna lose coherency.
Because it's not just a business. What we do is a civic service and a boon to civilization. Knowing what's to come makes us all better.
Welcome back, Angels and Earthbound. I'm Janet.
And I'm Aurora.
I'm on this side.
And I've crossed over.
And this is
Beyond the Veil.
Starting off with good news, visiting has been restored with nearly all clouds operated by Aftercare, following our little divine disruption.
Comet Raphael's unprecedented magnetic fields put the entire sky in isolation for a record amount of time. But inside sources tell us that Aftercare faced some unique challenges making contact again.
Not a single soul was lost or damaged, promises L. Dearborn of Aftercare. But some challenges do remain.
With visitation restored to the vast majority of the clouds, the sky has been alive in anticipation of the upcoming holiday season. It's the busiest time of year as families everywhere cross the veil to be together.
I know none of us want a repeat of last year. So in order to make sure that bandwidth will not become a problem, families will have access to the clouds starting with the highest tier.
That means Saint-Tropez and other golden cities will be available the entire weekend, with the lower clouds opening in the early afternoon each day.
That's a perfect time to remind you that Saint-Tropez subscriptions are 25% off with the coupon code VEIL, V-E-I-L. So if you're looking to set your elders up with a year or longer on the top and guarantee holiday access, now's the time.
I know. My kids are listening, so I hope they got the hint.
In frostier news, time is running out for Zephyr Cryonics, the one-time market leader in afterlife preservation, and now last of the venerable cryogenic firms.
Following the bankruptcy hearing and class action, they've been given 3 months to make good on their claim that they can still recover soul tapes from previously frozen clients before the Department of Eternity takes over the reins and remaining assets. That makes them the very last of the frozen generation to be transferred to tape. We're wishing them well, and I can't wait to meet them.
You think there's a place there next to St. Peter when you cheated? You think when your first attempt at cheating fails that he'll want anything to do with you? No. I'm not shedding a tear for any lost souls. You should have known.
So what exactly does that mean? None of us are engineers here.
What it means is that something went wrong in the cloud. One small part of it, where your relatives happened to be. It's not something we could have foreseen, but it's something we can fix. Mr. Eckhart can speak to the specifics, but I'll state this plainly. Your loved ones are fine. They're in a state of temporary suspension, like a dreamless sleep. To them, this is just an inconvenience.
Yeah, more or less. I understand that you're trying to keep us calm, but I don't even know what's happening. Like, what's the worst case scenario?
Not even worth discussing. This is not a worst case scenario.
Ultimately, the soul tapes are physical and are subject to risks just by existing. But in this case, everyone is in good condition for the moment.
We just can't currently, in a very small group of clients, identify whom is whom.
Come on now. That I don't get. Can't you compare the tapes to the originals? You know, like revert them or something?
People change, Mr. Miller. The same goes for people on tape. They've lived rich and full lives up until this brief interruption, and we can't simply roll them back.
That's just not possible. On top of being unethical.
Is she scared?
I'm sorry?
Nana, I said, is she scared?
Oh, no, of course not. She doesn't even know this is happening. Once we can identify the tapes, she'll be right back where she was meant to be, like nothing ever happened.
This this ruling by the Department of Eternity means that the last of the grandfathered afterlife agreements, those purchased with a flat fee and not a subscription, no longer have to be honored.
We like to make big claims in our marketing copy, but of course it's impossible to know where the first real oubliette was implemented. Once the tape transfer process became public knowledge, several countries claimed to operate them as a deterrent to crime and insurrection, but it's likely that most of them were bluffs. Certainly a few private instances beat us to the punch, but it's unlikely any of them are still operating. Here in the States, we had to wait until legislation and regulation caught up with the technology, which was the right call. With a private utility of this importance, we fully believe this caution was warranted. Punitive afterlives should be administered only with the full and informed consent of the community. The first oubliettes, true to their names, were bespoke and solitary experiences, but we soon learned they were prohibitive to scale, merely from an energy perspective. Today's oubliettes can process tens of thousands of penitents in each cloud, with a variety of scripted and improvisational experiences. They are fully automated without any need for human oversight and the associated mental health issues that being a warden can bring. Gord, how long has it been since we've had to have regular wardens?
Almost 4 years. And no one's even had to enter an oubliette from this side for about 8 months.
Incredible. Not only is that an immense operational benefit, but it allows for increasingly experimental and unorthodox experiences for the penitents. Because Penitech specializes in municipal punitive afterlives, the entirety of our operation enjoys a clarity of focus that some of the larger conglomerates lack. Without kicking the competition when it's down, there's a reason we choose never to mix private and public afterlives. And with that focus comes innovation and discovery. In just the past 6 months alone, the advancements in processing speed has allowed us to increase time dilation by a factor of nearly 256. Meaning, for every day here in this life, the penitents experience nearly two-thirds of a year, each day packed with experiences algorithmically selected for their transgressions. By the end of the decade, we expect this factor to be approaching nearly 10,000.
Kingdom of Heaven. Guaranteed to each of us. But no, we froze our parents and smeared our brains across magnetic tape, quivering in animal fear of death. Cowards. We are a world of cowards.
Please understand that our team did their very best in a difficult situation. In the vast majority of cases, we were able to identify and reintegrate the lost soul tapes.
But not with Nana. That's why we're here, isn't it?
No. We were not able to identify your grandmother, Mrs. Bachman. She was one of a small number where we had to randomly integrate into one of our active clouds.
We had to do it rapidly, as there is limited space with growing population.
The good news is, with the tapes in motion again, we're able to make identification much easier.
So, she's away? Can we talk to her?
I'm afraid not yet. We believe we have located her, but we need your help to formally identify her.
Anything. Just tell us what you need.
This is a recording from just about an hour ago. I'd like you to listen for as long as you need to in order to confirm. In the interest of full disclosure, this will not be pleasant, but the faster we can accomplish this task, the faster we can make things right.
Here. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Go. Turn it off. Jesus Christ, it's her.
Aaron, what
stop,
did you
stop
hear?
Stop the tape.
We'll stop her soul tape and begin work on reintegration at once.
Mr. Bachman, it's a legal and ethical gray area, but We made a short-term backup in case of a misidentification like this.
What that means is your grandmother will be restored from the moment of the blackout like nothing ever happened.
But it did. It did happen.
She'll have no memory of it. I promise you, Mr. Bachman.
Get rid of that recording.
Of course.
Aaron, what was it? What did you hear?
We've seen, just in the last decade, how our work has reshaped the world for the better. Who could argue with the results?
Is that what? Please. They shut my eyes again.
You think God cares if heaven is empty? You think he weeps for you?
How many more today?
8. We'll do the rest after the weekend.
Let me sleep. I'm begging. I just want to sleep.
I know I heard it too. Not yet. I owe you the end of the story. I was outside, you recall, trying to see how far the fog goes. Just a few yards down the fence, there was a spot that looked like the wire had blossomed into a big steel flower. Where there should have been one fence, there were maybe a dozen lengths of fence, overlapping each other, coiled up and folded, fused together, pointed the light at it, and hanging on it was a shoe. My shoe, the left one with the missing eyelet. My foot was still inside, sliced clean at the ankle, but enough to see the freckles. There were a dozen shoes knitted into the fence, all left ones full of my feet. It was more than I could... It's hard not to look for meaning in these signals, for some sort of message. Hard not to see parallels right now. It's an absurd act of megalomania to assume that the universe is speaking to you. But if the alternative is chaos without meaning, as a living being, I reject that. What's next? The only question, and I don't know, but I know enough to ask it, and that's a start. We're gonna figure this out. Jesus Christ, I hope you're out there. I'll be back. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to Observable Radio. Tonight's episode, Sweet Hereafter, was performed by the ensemble, featuring Phil Van Hest, Trisha Murphy, Kyle Gould, Wendy Hector, Jason Smith, Cohen Edenfield, Natalie Berge, Katie Scoveholt, Jack Gregoli, Ray Whitty, Naomi Richards, Joshua Kelly, Tom Drake, and Corinne Fletcher. Written and edited by Cameron Suey. Produced by Cameron Suey, Phil Van Hest, and Purpurina. Our psychology consultant is Dr. Elisa Leal. Art by Corinne Fletcher. Our theme music is The Backrooms, performed by Mew. Music from this episode by Tim Kulig. Special thanks to John Grills. If you've enjoyed this show, help other people discover it by giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast feed of your choice. It really does help. Observable Radio is listener-supported. Thanks to all our patrons and listeners, including Jeff, Kathleen, James, Rachel, and John. If you would like to contribute towards our production costs and payment for our voice actors, as well as get access to behind-the-scenes information, extra production material, and an ad-free early release feed of this show, you can do so at patreon.com/observableradio. Full transcripts and more available on observableradio.com. Please stick around after the credits for a look at Your Horror Show, a terrifying full-cast anthology presented in pure pulpy goodness. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
If you've stumbled onto this station, don't attempt to adjust your device. My name is Mr. Graves, and I'll be your gateway to the sounds of the macabre.
Get back or I'll shoot!
I did what I had to do.
Every 2 weeks, we'll have new terror-filled tales that will have you afraid to turn the lights off.
Not too many folks want to stay somewhere that someone was found dead.
I wanted to scream, but I knew I couldn't.
What was that?
Jeffries isn't here.
Join me in our cast of victims for the scariest program of your life. Your Horror Show. Premiering July 25th on all podcast platforms. Listen if you dare.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.